The First Amendment Center at Vanderbilt University and the museum here in Washington is a vitally important resource for studying, teaching, and observing the ongoing role of this crucial part of the United States Constitution. As part of its work, the center conducts an annual State of the First Amendment survey. It's been doing that now for 17 years, and the latest results are now out. Frankly, things don't look so good. Here with some of the highlights is Dr. Charles Haynes, who is director of the Religious Freedom Education Project at the museum. Charles, it's great to have you with us again on State of Belief Radio. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Welton. Good to be with you.
Charles, I'm not sure, as the host of this program, if I should be more alarmed at the percentage of respondents who consider freedom of the press to be an important right protected by the First Amendment. 1%, 1% of the American people said that, or by the astounding change in how many Americans think the amendment grants too many rights. 13% last year, 34% this year thinks the First Amendment grants too many rights. I'm astounded. So I'm just going to ask you, what were you most alarmed by?
Well, the first thing I was alarmed about is that we have more than a third of Americans, 34%, who thinks the First Amendment goes too far. And embedded in that, there are a high percentage of those folks are young people. So that's even scarier to me. I mean, it's one thing if people who, you know, been around a while think it goes too far, but if the coming generation thinks that we have too much freedom under the First Amendment, that makes me worry. The other finding that is deeply disturbing to me, as I'm sure it was to you, is that so many Americans think that the United States Constitution establishes a Christian nation. A majority of people say they agree with that. And that's a frightening statistic, I think.
Well, I certainly agree. Would you attribute this to complacency or a lack of education or the work of the revisionist historians or something else?
It's probably a combination of things, Welton, but I think that it's certainly a result of some of the propaganda from folks on the far right who have been peddling the false notion that somehow the United States was founded to be a Christian nation. Perhaps many Americans, when they're asked that question, hear something like, did our framers or founders intend for us to be a Christian country? Well, probably most of them envisioned that the culture would be Christian in nature. After all, almost everybody was Christian at the time. But when we asked, does the U.S. Constitution establish a Christian nation, I really frankly expected most people to say, well, wait a minute, no, that's different. It doesn't it's a secular state. But in fact, a majority of Americans, when they hear that question, say, yes, that's right, it establishes a Christian nation. So that's deeply concerning to me.
Is there a particularly significant area of the survey that you see as changing most dramatically over these past 17 years?
Well, I think the most dramatic thing in this survey is not something that we've asked before exactly, but this taking the temperature on how people feel about gay rights. And I think that this survey shows that, you know, as other surveys have shown, that Americans have changed their mind on that issue. And this year, we found out that a significant majority of Americans believe that gay couples and gay same-sex couples should not be discriminated against by organizations, even religiously affiliated organizations that receive government funds that should provide benefits to same-sex couples that work for them, and businesses that serve weddings, for example. Should be required to treat everybody the same way. Same-sex couples should be served. So, and that's a smaller majority, but nevertheless, I think it's significant that so many Americans now believe that non-discrimination really does trump some of the religious liberty claims of groups that are opposed to same-sex marriage.
Charles, as you were talking about that last question and the change that we've seen in public attitudes towards gay rights, I sometimes wonder if people know how to connect the dots, because that's a very progressive change in our nation. And yet at the same time, in this survey, we see less support for a freedom like religious freedom. And religious freedom is now going to be tested somewhat as never before because of the gay rights situation. Isn't that right?
I think that's right. I mean, in some ways, these culture war battles over gay rights and abortion give religious freedom a bad name, I would say. That is to say, many Americans now just associate religious liberty claims with voices of those who do not support same-sex marriage, for example, or who believe that all abortion should be banned. When people associate religious liberty with those viewpoints, their support for religious liberty diminishes, I think. So that's why I think people, conservative religious people, who have those deep convictions ought to be aware of that and reach out and say, we want to protect our rights and our freedom, but we're not doing it in a way that would discriminate against other people. If they could find ways to do that more clearly, then I think it would help the cause of religious freedom, frankly.
When you look at this survey with your very comprehensive knowledge of this area, what do you see Americans, or let me say it this way, how do you think Americans' understanding of religious liberty really is? Do they know what religious liberty is?
Well, I would say probably not, or at least not enough people understand what it is. I think most people in these answers are reflecting the fact that they think religious liberty is for themselves. Whether it's for other people, I think they're less clear about that, and they're less clear about how this arrangement in religious liberty works. In other words, they're for religious freedom generally, but then when you start asking them specific questions about how you apply it, then they're not so sure, for example, that that separation of church and state is a core principle of religious liberty. I'm not sure they make that connection. So they're for it, but then they don't realize that if we erode separation of church and state, if we allow government to be entangled with religion, we diminish religious freedom. I don't think a lot of Americans are making that connection.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and it's not only disturbing, it's frightening in some ways. Charles, what else in this survey concerned you when you saw the results of it?
Well, I think what concerns me broadly is that the American people, I think, are willing to give up on the freedom side in order to be safer, more secure. I think a good many Americans don't know our history and don't understand what's at stake in upholding First Amendment rights for all people. I mean, even if in some of these answers, a third or 34 or 35% of the people, for example, are in favor of discrimination against same-sex couples or whatever the issue is, that's a lot of people, more than a third of the people. And in the case of us being a Christian nation under the Constitution, that's a majority of the people. So it just shows, so the overall survey says to me, we've got work to do. On the education front, we've got to counter the voices out there that are misinforming the American people about our history or twisting our history to fit their vision of what they would like America to be. And we need to speak louder about our actual history and what the principles of the First Amendment really mean.
Well, look, this next question, I've got a lot riding on it. Are there any areas of the survey in which you found encouragement?
Yes, I think so. I am heartened by the fact that in this time of turmoil and chaos, and when there's been so much fighting over religion in the United States and abroad, that a large majority of the American people believe that religious freedom is for everybody, including groups that are often called extreme or offensive. I'm heartened by that there is a sense in which, you know, religious freedom needs to apply broadly to people. And that number has gone down a bit, but I think it's still strong and robust enough for us to say that there is kind of a gut support for religious freedom for everyone out there. So even though we have problems when people actually begin to apply it in different arenas, I think we have problems in understanding separation of church and state and why that's a core principle of religious freedom. At the same time, my hope is, and my sort of optimism comes from the fact that I think most Americans really think that religious freedom applies to people, even people they disagree with or don't like, and that's a good thing.
You know, Charles, you and I both spend most of the hours of most every day thinking about this very subject and how we can be clearer in our messages and more encouraging. I think this survey, if it doesn't do anything else, gives us an idea that of what you've just said about that basic foundation, and there is hope that we can now build on that with other people. I suppose it says that you and I should not quit our day jobs. We've got a whole lot still to do.
That's right. And fortunately, history is on our side, Walton. I mean, that is to say, you know, what we're talking about when we talk about religious freedom in America is the boldest and most successful experiment in freedom of conscience in the world. And so I think we're at a great start. You know, that's a great foundation for getting the American people on all sides to understand what's at stake and supporting it today and into the future.
Yeah. Dr. Charles Haynes is director of the Religious Freedom Education Project at the Newseum. We've been talking about the new State of the First Amendment survey from the First Amendment Center at Vanderbilt University and the Newseum. You can access the report at firstamendmentcenter.org. Charles, this is so important, foundationally important, and I really appreciate you being with us here today on State of Belief Radio, but I appreciate what you do across this land every day to make religious freedom a more secure blessing for all of us. Thank you, friend.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me today.